Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Checking in on the beef checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, you've come up with something called the coffee shop test. Tell me about that.
Well, we feel like we're always managing a certain amount of misinformation regarding the beef checkoff. So we have come up with the coffee shop test. When you hear something about the beef checkoff on social media, ask yourself, do you believe a group of ranchers drinking coffee around a table would ever support such an effort, program, event, or in any other area in which the beef checkoff program funds? So why this test? The fact remains that whether it's on a state level with a state beef council board of directors or on a national level with the beef promotion operating committee, beef farmers and ranchers are sitting around a table and making the funding decisions for the beef checkoff. So ask yourself, is it reasonable? Because at the end of the day, it is independent beef farmers and ranchers just like you who are volunteering their time to make the best checkoff funding decisions they can to drive and protect beef demand on their behalf and yours.
Today's cattle futures markets were higher in both live cattle and feeder cattle futures. The February lives finished up 70 cents to close at 112.77. The April's up 97 at 118.20. June's up $1.32 at 116.27. The June's were the highest here on the live cattle. Feeder cattle finished $1.97 higher in January at 134.35, or 134.57 rather. March is up 2.45 at 135.82. Their high of the day was 136.42, so at one point they were up over $3. April's 2.30 higher at 138.30. And then way out there out in August, $1.97 at 147.50. Hogs were also higher, $1.62 higher in the February hogs at 68.02. April's up 57 at 72.85. Today's midday box beef prices showed choice up 25 cents at 213.62. Select up 208 at 203.15. The choice select spreads $10.47. Today's slaughter was sort of disappointing here at 115,000. Last week it was 117,000. So again, that was a little disappointing. It looks like this week we had some really strong cash transactions in the cattle market, in the feeder cattle anyway, despite the price of corn being extremely high. People were active and willing buying of the lighter feeder cattle.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
It used to be okay to smoke in teacher's lounges. It used to be okay in maternity wards. It was okay in sporting arenas, college campuses, and office spaces. But now that we understand the deadly dangers of secondhand smoke, that's not okay anymore. So why is it okay that more than 30,000 Oklahomans are exposed to secondhand smoke at work every day? Bottom line, it's not okay. Let's protect hardworking Oklahomans. Join the fight at StopsWithMe.com, a program of TSET.
Today's grain trade was mixed here. We had corn finishing 3 to 4 cents lower. With March at 4:30 and three quarters down 3.5. The soybeans were pretty much weak all night and all today. Ended up today 15 lower in March at 14:14 and three quarters. That was about a penny off the low. Maize down 15 and a quarter at 14:12.5. But out in November, they weren't near as weak, only down a half cent at 11.96. So those spreads, the old crop, new crop spreads, which have been exploding, sort of reversed today and got back about 15 cents of that rally. And then the wheat market was the strongest all day long, anywhere from 5 to 7 cents higher in the Kansas City and about 4 to 5 cents higher in the Chicago. The Russians have added this export tax going out to June. It's going to increase from mid-March through June 30th to about $45 a ton on the export market. Well, that now makes the United States wheat competitive to those North African countries that logistically we're just always at a disadvantage just because the freight rates to get it over there are so high. But with that new tax, we become sort of a possibility. And then March cotton today down 45 at 80.70.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you and out of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.